This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Prime time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, so the deal with onside kicks, because the NFL, was it the competition committee or the rules committee or whatever, recommended the change on the kickoff from 30 to 35 for touchbacks. They did say that they were looking, and there's a couple of other little things that they're recommending, including with the instant replay, but they did say that they were looking at the onside kick deal, because now onside kicks kind of, they've gotten super lame, where you have to...
Well, you can't get them.
You just can't get them, right. And the percentage is really low, and you have to, tell the other team that you're doing it, and... They talked about the idea, which we have spoken about here before, and I think it's like you get the ball, I think it's 4th and 20 or something, you get a first down, and
yeah,
instead of the onside kick, they just spot the ball at whatever, I think it's maybe midfield, you get 20 yards, you get to keep possession, and then you can go score or kick a field goal or whatever. They looked at that. And it is not an official rules committee recommendation because they said it was too gimmicky.
Yeah, but I mean, this is also kind of gimmicky. The new kickoff.
Well,
I get why they're doing it. I get it 100%. But
this is the this is to replace the onside kick.
Yes, but they have to replace the onside kick because the new way that it's all set up is you can only do it in the fourth quarter. You can only do it when you're down. There's no more surprise onside kicks. There's no more.
Yeah.
And you can't do the running start anymore. Can you have uneven sides?
I don't know. You would know better than I would.
There was a time where you couldn't even have uneven sides, if I remember correctly.
I think you can.
I think they brought it back. I think they brought it back because they're not running up anymore. And I understand that what they're doing is making... they're making kickoffs safer, which is good. And they're never going to change it if the concussion numbers are what you said, where they're down 45% or whatever, right? They'll never change it. But it does affect how a team is going to, I think, should start handling when they are down in the third quarter. You might be more likely to go for it on fourth down now. Because if you're down by 2 scores and it's in the final 2 minutes, you're not getting the onside kick.
Yeah.
No one gets it anymore.
No, I think that's right.
So it almost puts more pressure earlier in the game if you're down.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the games that I was watching if I ever thought. I don't. That kind of never came up. It's always just like if you're down two scores and you're not going to get the ball back and you score, it's just kind of a given that you have to try the onside kick, but you're just thinking, well, they're not going to, it's over. They're not going to get that.
Right. And I, there's, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
There should be an easier way. Well, I think the percentages are on the onside kick now. I mean, it's down to like 4% or something.
I'm shocked it's that high, to be honest with
and
you.
And I think at its height, it was like maybe 13, somewhere in there.
Which feels fair.
And they were saying that this play where you had 4th and 20, like, well, the numbers are out there. I mean, teams that have 4th and 20, I think they get it somewhere around 12 to 13%. So it's commensurate.
Sure.
With, I don't know, words, with the old onside. But I don't know. They're not going to do it. So college football win totals have been released for the Big Ten. And I'm excited about this.
I took a look at these earlier.
Yeah, you did.
There's some juicy
Big Will bets. Big Will bets. And I don't know where you can bet these, but Oregon and Ohio State and Penn State are all tied atop the Big Ten at 10.5 wins over under. So if you bet that, for those that don't follow gambling, if you bet Oregon to go over 10.5 wins, they have to win 11 games, and you'll win your monies.
I don't hate that when you look at their schedule. Not but to Francesa then, this thing.
But if you have to, if you want to bet Oregon under 10.5, they have to win 10 or less. And yes, so I looked at, I originally was like, wait a minute, they don't, at best, they're going to have a young, inexperienced quarterback. Okay.
Right. From what everyone's saying, though, he's the real deal.
Okay. But young,
yep.
Hasn't started a game. He did, I guess, at UCLA.
He started a whole year at UCLA.
Yeah.
If it's more.
Okay, yeah.
If it's going to be Dante Moore, it's a five-star kid who is the number one or number two guy in his class.
Okay. And I trust the staff. Like, if they think that's the guy, I'm like, man, he must be really good if they didn't dip into the transfer portal. But, yeah, so I was originally thinking, I don't know, losing some guys. I'm going to go under 10.5. I think that number's high. But then you're right. You look at the schedule. And, my God. The Big Ten schedule is just, I don't know.
It's so weak. Like the Ducks, what's their big game? It's Penn State. I think they're the wide out for Penn State. And then it's nobody.
So they play Montana State, Oklahoma State at home. And then they play at Northwestern, the Beavs at home, and at Penn State. Those are your first five. Mm-hmm. You get a bye. Then you have a three-game slate before your next bye. You are home to Indiana, at Rutgers, and home to Wisconsin. Then the last five after the second bye are at Iowa, slippery, Minnesota at home, USC at home, and then they have to go to Husky Stadium. I mean, that is so manageable.
I think USC takes a step forward. And I think USC and UW take a step forward. But I think those are winnable games.
Well, of course they're winnable. They're going to be favored. Are they not? So they may be an underdog, slight underdog at Penn State. They'll be favored in every game this year.
At least at the beginning of the season, yes, they will, 100%.
I think the question is, will they slip up at Autzen? Indiana, Wisconsin, USC.
When's the last time they slipped up at Autzen?
I know.
Autzen.
Not many times under Dan Lanning.
It'd be the Oregon State game, right?
That was there, wasn't it?
Okay, so
that was on the road.
Then it's the UW game.
So
it's been almost 2 years.
But the UW games were—I mean, I'm talking about slip up, like lose to somebody they're not that they shouldn't. It is the Oregon State.
Oh, yeah. Well, that hasn't really happened under Lanning.
No, it really hasn't. That's what I'm saying.
Like last year was like your closest against Wisconsin.
Yeah, and they certainly haven't done it at Autzen.
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way, you're like, well, you can kind of trust them. Like, where are they going to – I mean, Penn State, tough game.
They're going to be good.
But I mean, every one of those games outside of the Penn State game, they kind of all look the same. Oregon by 4-10. You know what I'm saying?
A couple of these going to be more than 4-10. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, like
Wisconsin, I think, like if you're ranking them on tiers, like UW, USC, Wisconsin are probably Penn State's in their own tier, and then it's probably those three in the next tier. Iowa doesn't scare me. Minnesota, not really. I mean, I don't know that they're going to come down here rowing the boat for victory. Indiana, I think, takes a big step back. They were very senior-laden.
Yeah, they lost a lot of guys, huh?
And they surround yourself with turds, you're headed towards Turdville.
And a lot of people like to point out, like, well, that Indiana team had a lot of transfers. Yeah, but they had a lot of transfers from the same team. The same team that coach already coached at. So they were running the same system.
Yeah, I'm sure that there will be a team in there somewhere that is better than we think.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know what Oregon is. It's just not a scary slate at all. It's a lot like last year. They miss Ohio State altogether. You mentioned USC. That's an interesting one. You know, if USC steps it up.
And I think they will. They're doing a better job of recruiting. They just stole a 4-star recruit from Oregon, a D lineman.
They are doing a better job of recruiting, but is that going to be something that's going to affect them right away? Who's their quarterback? Is it still that Maiava guy?
I think it's going to be Maiava. Unless there's a kid that they brought in that, I don't know. Maiava is going to be high risk, high reward. Like with Moss last year, you kind of knew, like, hey, he's going to be good, but he's stuck in the pocket. Maiava is going to get back more to like how Lincoln looked with Jalen Hurts and with Kyler Murray, where he's using them more in that plus one run game. A lot of stuff behind gap scheme.
Boy, did you watch that bowl game?
It was sloppy. It was back and forth, but it was sloppy.
He was so bad.
And then he was so good, though.
You see flashes, yeah.
Yeah, and that would be the thing that would worry me. And he was really good at UNLV the year before. Like, there's a reason why he was the backup. But if you can harness the flashes, watch out.
Oregon's going to lose two games.
You're chalking up Penn State?
Yeah.
That's a good DC.
If they win at Penn State, I think they lose one game.
I think two is fine, and two gets you into the playoff. I think it's a disappointing season. I mean, to be fair, it's also March.
You got to go to the playoff.
I think you got to go to the playoff. Especially with all the pressure that the Big Ten and SEC are putting on the rest of the college football playoff to make sure that they get four teams automatically. I think you got to go.
So Oregon's at 10.5. Ohio State, Penn State are at 10.5. Indiana's 8.5. Michigan 8.5. Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, USC, Washington, all 7.5.
I think I'd take the over on USC. Michigan has the potential to be extremely volatile.
Who'd they bring in, quarterback?
They brought in Bryce Underwood, and they gave him a bag.
That's right.
They are comparing...
He's the freshman?
Yep. They are comparing him to Cam Newton. That's what they say he is.
Oh, damn.
To be fair, Alex Orji, also compared to Cam Newton, he was horrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Horrible. But if Bryce Underwood is everything that they expect him to be, and they paid him like $15 million or something crazy... He could come in, and that team could flip pretty quickly.
Well,
like, as bad as they were last year, they beat Alabama.
Yeah, and they always have good... Oh, they did in the bowl.
They beat USC.
They always have good talent.
Yep.
Play good defense.
And they play a style...
But you don't play them.
Right, but they play a style that'll keep them in games. What I'm saying is for their number. If their number's at 8.5, like you said...
Michigan?
Yeah. 7.5?
Oh, no, you're right. 8.5.
8.5? I would need to watch one game from them or dive into the spring ball. I might lean towards their over.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, they could be a big boom team this year.
What about Nebraska? Didn't they get a stud quarterback, too?
Well, they still kept
They have Raiola.
They kept Raiola. I like Nebraska. I like Rule. At the beginning of last year, I thought they were going to take a gigantic step forward.
I mean,
there was a point in time where it's like, are they the fourth best team. And, you know, they took Ohio State to the ropes. But I don't know.
It's hard to trust them.
I don't think they get – I think there's too much of like, well, in the 80s and 90s they were awesome, so they'll be awesome again. It's like
– they're really not that.
Well, and here's the thing. In the 80s and 90s they were awesome because they lifted weights before everyone else did.
They're an 8-win team. I mean, that number seems about right. Yeah. Wisconsin's down there at 5.5. That's weird. They must have lost some bros.
People don't trust Fickell going in there. He's got the dairy raid trying to go, and people just don't believe in it.
They're not buying it, huh?
Midwest.
Yeah. Well, remember, too, Ohio State loses both of its coordinators. I mean, I know they're going to be loaded, but...
Yep. Nope. 100%. Well, they lose their quarterback.
Knowles,
yep.
He's now... He moved over to Penn State.
Right.
So playing at Penn State against Knowles...
Penn State's defense is going to be good. Offensively, I don't know what they're going to be, but they do get Aller back.
Yeah.
And I know he has his ups and downs, but he was really freaking good in that Big Ten championship game. He's you take away the two turnovers, and he was awesome.
He was a lot better than I thought.
He had, again, another guy who has flashes, because you look at the Notre Dame game, and there's no reason that they should have lost the game the way they lost it. He lost them that game.
You know, he's going to be pissed off, ready for that game. Will, revenge. Revenge spot.
Against Oregon?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They Big Ten championship game.
That'll be fun.
And it's the whiteout, which will be awesome.
Yeah, that's a place I'd like to see a game. Penn State.
I have a scouting buddy, and he always makes sure that he's there for that game.
For what? Oh, the whiteout game?
Yep.
So they pick one a year? Is that like their top game?
Yeah, they try and pick their top game, and they try and pick it so it's a night game, although recently Fox has been making that like the big nooner, and they're upset about it. But my scouting buddy, that's his region, and he makes sure he's there.
Nice.
I'm jealous.
Well, guys, who says you can't talk college football in March? Right during March Madness. Who does that?
We've been big college sports in general.
I'm into it.
Me too.
All right. The Wednesday Tickle Trunk next on The Fan. Here's Will.